Welcome in. Today we're going deep in Ableton Live 12 and building what I call the Soul Pride Blueprint, an atmosphere saturate system for jungle and old school DNB. This is advanced, and it's all about automation, not set it and forget it ambience. We're going to treat atmosphere like an instrument that performs with the breakbeats. The target vibe is that dusty air and saturated room tone VHS haze movement that breathes around the Amen style energy. But here's the rule, we're not sacrificing drums and bass. The whole point is to make the track feel like it's living inside a smoky 90 sound system, while the transient stays sharp and the sub stays clean. Let's set the scene fast. Set your tempo around 160 to 170 BPM. If you want that classic swing, 165 to 168 is a sweet spot. And build your core first. Breaks, sub plus res or mid bass, and just enough drums and percussion to establish the pocket. Atmosphere comes after. If you build fog first, you'll end up mixing the track into the fog, and that's where you lose impact. Now routing. We're going to use a group bus for this lesson, because it makes automation feel direct and performable. Select all your atmosphere source tracks. That could be vinyl or noise textures, pad or choir stabs, break resample tails, little Foley air hits, whatever you're using. Then group them. Command or Control G. Name the group Atmos Bus. This is important. The Atmos Bus is not background. It's a controlled halo around the beat. Think of it like the lighting rig in a rave. It can go dark, it can flare up, it can widen, it can collapse to mono for impact. That's what we'll automate. Now build the device chain on the Atmos bus. Mostly stock, in a very specific order, because the order matters. First, EQ8. This is your pre-shape before saturation, and it's non-negotiable if you care about clean subs. Put a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 120 and 200 HE. If your Atmos sources are super thin already, you can go lower, but for jungle, it's usually safer to keep it up in that range. We're making sure no low end gets excited by distortion later. Then do a gentle dip if it's muddy. Around 250 to 400 HE, take out 2 to 4 dB if needed. Don't carve out the life, just clear the boxy buildup. Optional. A soft high shelf, plus 1 to 3 dB. Around 8 to 12 kHz. That's not for modern shine, is to feed the saturator a little bit of air so the harmonics come alive in a tape-ish way later. Next device, saturator. This is the core grit. Set the mode to analog clip. Start with drive around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Gain staging matters a lot here. If you don't level match, you'll keep choosing more drive just because it's louder. If you want more hiss emphasis, turn on color and set it around 3 to 6 kHz. Subtle. We want density, not obvious distortion. If it turns fizzy, back off and plan to automate bursts instead of running it hot 24/7. Next, roar. This is Live 12 character monster, but we're using it like a scalpel, not a chainsaw. Pick a simple style like tape or tube. Keep drive small. Think 5 to 15%. Not destroy it. And the goal here is movement. Later we'll make it react to the breakbeat in a way that feels alive. After roar, add auto filter. This is your DJ hand on the fob. Choose a low pass 12 or low pass 24. Start the cutoff around 8 to 14 kHz. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. Enough to speak, not enough to whistle. And leave the envelope off, because we'll automate it manually, and sometimes we'll key motion from the drums. Next. Hybrid reverb. This is the space that blooms. Pick hall or plate. Decay anywhere from 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on how dense your arrangement is. Add a pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the groove stays readable. High cut the reverb around 6 to 10 kHz because old school tails are darker. Dry slash wet on the bus, somewhere like 10 to 25% unless your Atmos bus is intentionally mostly wet material, in which case you can go higher. But you'll automate it down later during the drop. Then add utility as your final control. Width around 80 to 130%, and we're going to automate that. And if you need it, use bass mono around 120 to 200 HC. It's a safety rail. Optional. Glue compressor at the end. This is not for pumping. It's for sits together. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2:1, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You can use soft clip here too if you want a bit more density. But remember, every stage of clipping changes the vibe, so don't stack it mindlessly. Now we turn this chain into a performance instrument. Select the whole chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Command or Control G. Now we're making macros, because macros are what make automation fast and musical. You'll stop drawing 10 lanes and start performing one or two. Macro 1 is fog mount. This controls the density and the tape room feeling. Map it to saturator drive going up. Map it to roar drive going up. And map it to hybrid reverb dry slash wet going up, but in a small range. A good starting range, saturator drive from plus 2 to plus 10 dB, roar drive from 5% to 20%, reverb dry slash wet from 10% to 28%. Now, coaching note, and this is a big one. Fog amount is basically parallel distortion behavior. When drive goes up, perceived loudness goes up. If you don't compensate, your automation decisions will be biased. So do this. Add a utility right after saturator or right after roar. Inside the rack, map its gain inversely to fog amount. So as drive increases, that utility gain decreases by maybe 2 to 6 dB across the full macro range. It doesn't have to be mathematically perfect. You just want tone changes to be the reason you like it, not loudness. Macro 2 is air filter. Map it to auto filter frequency from around 3 kHz up to 16 kHz. This is your main fog opens gesture. Macro 3 is width. Map it to utility width, maybe 80% up to 140%. But we're going to do width safely in a second, because widening everything can get facey. Macro 4 is tension. Map it to auto filter resonance from about 0.7 up to 1.6. And map it to reverb decay from 2.5 seconds up to 7 seconds. Careful, this is powerful. It can turn into a swamp fast. That's why it's a macro. You can ride it with intention. Macro 5 is grime burst. This is your momentary hit. Map it to extra saturator drive or a bigger roar drive range. This is not a leave it on macro. It's for fills, transitions, and little high punctuations. At this point, you should be able to play your atmosphere like a mixer at a rave. Open the air, tighten it, widen the space. Then jab grime on phrase endings. Now let's make the atmosphere react to the breakbeat. Because jungle without movement feels like a loop. With movement, it feels like a system breathing. Option A. Classic sidechain pumping, but controlled. Add a compressor after hybrid reverb. You can put it before the final utility if you like. Turn on sidechain, and feed it from your drum group or break channel. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds, depending on tempo and how bouncy you want it. Adjust threshold so you're only ducking 1 to 4 dB when the brakes hit. This is make space, not EDM pump. And here's a pro trick. Sidechain the reverb tail, not just the bus. By putting the compressor after hybrid reverb, the reverb tail itself ducks under the brake hits. That keeps the snare and ghost notes crisp even when your room is huge. Option B. Roar's envelope follower style movement. If your setup supports routing modulation or you're using a modulation device like Max for live envelope follower, key it from the brake channel and modulate roar drive or tone just a little. Think 5 to 15% influence. The goal is that the saturation grows with the groove, not that it audibly wobbles. Now, some smoothing advice. When you automate saturator drive or auto filter frequency quickly, you can get zippering or stepping, especially with sharp automation shapes. Two fixes. Use curved automation ramps instead of straight lines for fast moves. And keep auto filter after your heavy non-linear devices like saturator and roar. Non-linear devices exaggerate stepping, so filtering afterward tends to sound smoother. Next, keeping the Atmos bus from stealing the snare's front edge. If your snare starts feeling smaller when the haze blooms, you're probably masking in the 2 to 5 kHz region, where snare crack and break presence live. Instead of doing a permanent EQ dip, try a dynamic solution. Put multiband dynamics after the reverb. Focus on the mid-band around 1.5 to 6 kHz. Do gentle control, like 1 to 2 dB on peaks, either light compression or gentle downward expansion depending on what you hear. The idea is, let the room stay loud but stop it from jumping in front of the break attack. Now width, and this matters for old school because rigs can be unpredictable. If you widen everything at the end of the chain, you'll widen raw noise and crunchy mid textures too, which is where phase issues happen first. The safer approach is, widen the reverb, not the raw dirt. So do this. Keep the final utility width conservative, like 90 to 115% most of the time. Then put another utility right after hybrid, reverb and map your width macro primarily to that utility. That way, the space gets wide, but the center stays stable and get into the habit of checking mono during the busiest part of the drop, not just at the end of the mix. Put a utility on your master, map a key or MIDI button to mono, and toggle it during the densest 8 bars. If the vibe collapses, reduce stereo modulation first. Don't just turn the atmosphere down. If you turn it down, you lose the vibe. If you stabilize it, you keep the vibe. Now we go into arrangement automation. The Soul Pride Blueprint. Intro, 16 to 32 bars. Establish the fog. Start air filter low, like 3 to 6 kHz, then slowly open toward 10 to 14 kHz over the intro. Keep width narrower, 80 to 100%. Fog amount medium, so it feels taped and aged, not massive. And yes, this is where a tiny vinyl loop or noise layer on the Atmos bus really sells the era. Pre-drop, around 8 bars. Tension rise. Automate tension upward over those 8 bars. Then, right before the drop, add a grime burst for the last beat, or even just the last half beat. And here's a classic DNB trick. On the final snare before the drop, do a reverb throw. For literally a quarter note, spike reverb wet way higher, even up to 40% if it's brief. Then snap it right back. That momentary tail creates a room grabs the snare feeling, and when it cuts, the drop feels like the system clamps down. Then the drop. Keep it controlled. This is the counterintuitive part. Pull back the reverb dry slash wet a bit in the drop, so your breaks don't wash out. Keep fog amount lower than the pre-drop. Punch wins. Use width automation tactically. Widen on pads and stabs between hits, and narrow slightly during the densest break sections. Every 8 or 16 bars in the drop, you need little Atmos pops.